life-threatening NFL injury. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin in critical condition after collapsing right after making a tackle during the Monday Night Football game against the Bengals in Cincinnati.
He took the hit, he bounced right back up, and then you saw him start to wobble and fall over. And that's certainly a sign of needing medical assistance immediately. And we saw that from not just the Bengals players and the Bills players. We saw people running onto the field with the kind of urgency I've never seen before on an NFL field.
It's Joe Daneman of Fox 19 in Cincinnati. The Buffalo Bills saying Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest, but CPR and defibrillation were able to restore his heartbeat on field. The NFL has postponed the game, which has playoff implications, indefinitely. The new Congress convenes for the first time in a few hours from now. Republicans in the majority in the House, but it's not clear the GOP House leader Kevin McCarthy has the votes to be elected speaker.
McCarthy can only lose 4 votes and still prevail. McCarthy is desperately making concessions. McCarthy finally agreed to one demand. He'd lower the bar to hold a no-confidence vote for speaker if members don't think he's doing a good job. But that didn't satisfy McCarthy detractors. The House is paralyzed until it elects a speaker. It can't even swear in members. And a Nancy Pelosi appointee, House Clerk Holdover Sherrill Johnson, is in charge until Republicans finally pick a speaker. The House is supposed to vote continuously until it elects a speaker.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol reports the House will vote until they select the speaker. As the holiday travel season was winding down, a computer issue forced the Federal Aviation Administration to slow the volume of air traffic in the space over Florida Monday. That and severe weather, including another winter storm, caused more than 750 airline flights to be canceled in the U.S. on Monday. Another 8,000 were delayed. More than 300 flights have already been canceled today. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A court appearance in Pennsylvania today for the man accused of slashing 4 University of Idaho students to death in November.
The attorney for 28-year-old Brian Koberger says his client will appear in court in Monroe County, Pennsylvania, where he won't contest his extradition to Idaho following Koberger's arrest last week at his parents' home in the murders of 4 University of Idaho college students in Moscow that were told were linked to Koberger via DNA, cell phone records, and the white Hyundai Elantra that was seen near the murder scene November 13th, the same vehicle that was towed from the family's home following Koberger's arrest. And as investigators in Moscow remain tight-lipped about the case in efforts, they say, to preserve the integrity of the investigation. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Police in western Pennsylvania say they have shot and killed the man suspected of killing Brackenridge, Pennsylvania Police Chief Justin McIntyre and wounding another officer on Monday. Police say Aaron Swan Jr. was killed exchanging gunfire with officers who were pursuing him for the first shooting. Missouri is preparing a lethal injection for death row inmate Amber McLaughlin today for the rape and murder of a former girlfriend in 2003. McLaughlin was known as Scott at the time of the murder. Transitioning in prison, she would be the first transgender inmate executed in the U.S. There are no court appeals pending, only a request for clemency to Missouri's Governor Mike Parson. In Los Angeles, large quantities of a commodity hard to find just 2 years ago have burned up.
A downtown Los Angeles building sustained heavy damage from a fire sparked by pallets of hand sanitizer. Because the ethanol in the product burns without smoke, fire crews were forced to use a special foam to extinguish the flames and use sand to contain contaminated water that was flowing downhill. There were no initial reports of injuries, and drivers were urged to avoid the area. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.